You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, let's welcome in the professor, your partner over on the J Street Vibes podcast, and of course, the culture writer over at The Athletic, our guy, Jason Jones. We'll ask you this question. Why is this game happening tonight? The Celtics have had time off. The Celtics don't play tomorrow. I don't think they play till Friday either. They're just like cramming all of these games together at the end of the season when you really don't have to.
I have no idea. I've never been a big fan of the road team sitting at home for 2-3 in the road city, and then the other team gets back. But even still, the fact that it's a back-to-back for the Kings is just weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it might as well just be part of the road trip.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not like they got home, got to, you know, sit around all day. You know, you got home late, you know, late last night. Not super late. I mean, you're only in Utah, but still, you get home late. You probably sleep in. You don't have a shoot around, but you wake up and got to get ready to go to work.
Right.
I mean, this is basically a road game.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just thought about this when you said that. The crazy thing about it is the Celtics have probably been here since Sunday. Mm. They played on Saturday night, probably spent the night, stayed in Utah or whatever the case may be, got here on Sunday, were hanging out on Monday, watching the game, and now they're here on Tuesday. They're at home. As long as they've been here, they're at home.
They've maximized the room service. They've gone through the menu, you know.
They've seen every movie at the theater in Doco.
Yeah, you know, because they sampled the restaurants, you know, went to Macy's and got some gifts for the wifey, you know, let her know. I'm thinking about you, you know, I've been in Sacramento 2-3 days, you know.
They might have gone to Napa at this point.
If the weather out this way was better, yeah, but even still, I mean, got time. I mean, more than likely, they probably, you know, I don't know for sure, they could have stayed in Utah the extra night. Practiced in Utah, came to, you know, it's a quick flight, you know, about an hour from Salt Lake City, you know, to Sacramento. They could have easily had a wine trip. I mean, got time. Yeah. They could have headed to Napa, went back, still watched the game, had a, yeah.
Yeah, they absolutely left because I ain't saying Sacramento's New York City, but you're not spending an extra day in Salt Lake City.
Unless you're the Memphis Grizzlies, that might be a city that approved the stay.
Memphis stays extra days in Utah, Oklahoma City, a couple of those spots. They'll just
that's about it. They can find trouble everywhere else, probably. So yeah, you know, just get them out of Milwaukee, Detroit, get them out of everywhere. Just get them back home.
Jesse says the Celtics are 7-7 on more than 2 days rest this season.
Yeah, and they're 8-3 on the second night of a back-to-back, so it makes no sense.
Wow. The Kings have a good record on the second night of a back-to-back, don't they? Well, am I making that up?
I don't know.
I might be making that up. I'm probably making that up.
But they
ignore
always
that.
The Sega Bega. What's they always, they shorten it down, they put the initials down. Sega Bega or whatever it says.
I don't know. I'm old. I just say second night of a back-to-back.
Yeah, I'm fine taking the extra couple seconds to say the second night of a back-to-back. I was going to ask you this. I forgot. So I'll ask Jason. You can chime in, Casey.
Okay.
Who do you think gets these two playing spots?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure it out. Like, who can you confidently say these two teams are going to be the 7th and 8th seed?
I mean, because we don't know who those. I mean, there's about there's realistically 6 teams that could be in the last 4. I mean, whoever 6 through 11 changes almost every day.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You probably have to decide who's going to be 6 before you can decide who's going to be 7 and 8.
I mean, because a week ago, the Lakers were headed to 6. Now they're 11th. A couple of days ago, Dallas was 6. And now, you know, they got a couple of injuries. The Warriors are 6 until they go on the road. And they end up being 8 after a couple of road games. I mean, I can't figure this thing out.
Yeah.
I mean, because it really depends on, you know, I could look at it now. I mean, who's 6 right now?
Golden State.
The Warriors.
Okay, so that means Dallas is 7th and what, Minnesota's 8th.
Yep.
Then it's like OKC, Utah, and the Lakers at 11.
Yep.
And the Warriors and Mavericks play tomorrow.
Okay, so that'll change probably again. Well, where's the game at?
In Dallas.
Oh God, the Warriors may lose by 30 to like the backups. Who knows? I mean, they're so weird this year on the road.
Kyrie gonna go for like 80. That's how they, like Kyrie's just gonna have to go off.
Tim Hardaway Jr. is gonna have a 55-point game just because it's a game in Dallas. But if the Warriors are six right now, based on the from 7 to 11, the two best teams are probably Dallas and the Lakers. But I don't know who's going to be there in the end. I mean, I know I talk to people around the league and everything like that. They're like, if LeBron gets back and the Lakers are 10, they can win two games. Like, if they got to play OKC, they can win in OKC and then beat whoever. They could do that. But then again, in a week, the Lakers might be six. We don't know. I can't call this thing at all. I don't have to pretend like I know what's going to happen. I mean, who knows? Maybe Cat gets back this week and that helps Minnesota, or Minnesota goes in a tailspin.
Yeah, that's the other thing that people don't talk about. All these guys coming back, that might not make things better.
You got guys that have been playing without them
for so long.
My buddies in Oakland, all my Warrior homies are banking on GP2 and Wiggins coming back to save them. But what if that doesn't happen?
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be the weird. This is probably the most parity I've seen in the West ever. Because even the top 2-3 teams, I don't think anyone's going, oh my God, they're a lock to even win two series. Now, you know, if Denver gets a bad matchup in the first round, second round, imagine you get a healthy Phoenix round two.
Yeah. I mean,
the Clippers who actually are engaged round two. I mean, there's really no kind of predicting what's going to happen with this right now. So it makes it a lot of fun. I was very anti-playing. I didn't like the idea. I think if you play 82 games, you know who the best teams are. But it sure does make it interesting.
I think this is the best playing situation we've had. Although the first year with the Warriors and the Lakers in that first, that was some good stuff right there. Like that worked out perfectly.
Playing. Remember, Tatum goes for like 50 in a play-in game. So you have some – I mean, for the NBA, they're like, we got three of our biggest franchises in the play-in. And then that same year, you know, Ja breaks out and they win in San Francisco to get to knock out the Warriors. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's going to be – like I said, ask me tomorrow when I know what the standings look like, then ask me again 2 days from now. I don't know what this thing is going to shape up as. I don't pretend. I don't think anybody. I mean, like I said, I talk to people who I still know in the league, and some of them say, "Well, you know what? If the Lakers are healthy, then they say, well, you know what? If Cat is right, you know, if the Warriors get right, there's so many ifs tied to every single team. You know, I think the one thing that everyone agrees in is that Dallas isn't going to play any defense. That's the consensus, that Dallas is not going to try to stop anybody, but." I mean, if you thought Jalen Brunson and Luka were tough to deal with, I mean, engaged, focused Kyrie and Luka isn't fun either. But who knows?
Yeah. What do you think? We talked a little bit about this earlier. What do you think about the Clippers? They got a lot of flack for the way they started when Westbrook came, going 0-5. But we kind of mentioned, like, they lost all five games by a combined, like, 7 points. Like, they were there. Now, all of a sudden, I think they've won five in a row, or is it four in a row?
They won four in a row. I think they lost one, and then they won.
Got you.
They got back on track.
So, I don't know. Like, I think even with Phoenix and Kevin Durant and all this other stuff, I still think the Clippers, outside of the Kings, of course, are going to the NBA Finals. I think they're representing the Western Conference. What you think about the Clippers?
My concern with them is the concern that everyone's had about the Clippers. How will Kawhi Leonard's body hold up? He hasn't played for a few months straight of basketball in a long time. And I know he had the ACL before, but he's had a history of problems with his knees. And that I remember even when he went into free agency after he left Toronto, I had a scout tell me, if you sign him, just realize he's not going to play more than 60 games in a regular season.
Mm-hmm.
That he's going to cap it off at 60.
Mm.
And so can you adjust? They just had so much in and out, in and out. I mean, like I said, some nights I think they could be the best team in the West. Some nights I don't know what they are. Mm. But that's kind of indicative of the conference. Yeah. You know, everyone has these weird up and down. You know, they got a coach who's won a championship. They got their best player has been a finals MVP, what, twice? But he's also had injury problems. You know, Paul George is Hall of Fame talent, but he's also had some legendary just fall apart
situations.
Yeah, he has, you know, maybe he called himself Playoff P, but
– He did.
He called himself.
Literally no one ever called him that before.
Yeah,
he did.
The fact that he had to give himself that name tells you about his playoff. I mean, even going back to Indiana, I'll never forget what they have to what, game seven with Miami? Yeah. What I saw was a scared team except Lance Stephenson.
Mm.
Lance
was the only guy who came ready to go. The other guys were like, oh, my God, we shook. So, I mean, if PG's ready to go, you say him and Kawhi together, yeah. You know, but – you really don't know what you're going to get. I mean, they've got depth. They've got talent. They got a great coach. But they're also the Clippers. So if things were to go haywire for them, I don't think anyone would be shocked.
There's just so many ifs. Like you just said this a second ago, Jay. There's just so many ifs with, like, every team involved. The thing about Kawhi is you talk about those 60 games. He's not going to play more than 60 regular season games. And I think part of that is to get to this moment, is to get to the playoffs so he can play all of these games in a row. And if memory serves me correctly, he was pretty banged up on the run to the finals. Like,
yeah,
he wasn't healthy when, you know, he hit the shot against Philadelphia and they went on to beat Golden State. Like, he was kind of hanging on and pushing through a lot of things. So I think he's willing to push through a lot in the postseason. I understand that maybe he's not as willing to do that, or maybe doesn't feel it as necessary to do in the regular season.
Yeah, I get that. But you also, you know, you also made your path a lot tougher.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, if you're going to bank on him being healthy, that's one thing. But, you know, do we really know? I mean, like I said, this is the biggest. We all should get a fifth for every team from 1 through 11. I mean, this is a drunk Western Conference. I mean, just take a shot for every time 6 through 11 changes. I mean, you know, it'd be all bad if you were doing that. It's just, like I said, you really can't call it, because, I mean, there's so many ifs. Like, it's if Kevin Durant's right, if, you know, if the Nuggets of most of the year show up, or do the Nuggets from the last couple of weeks show up, you know, if the Kings don't go cold on offense for, like, decide all of a sudden to have a bad week and a half on offense for the first time all year, you know, just keep on going. If, you know, if Memphis can stay out the club, I don't know. If Dylan Brooks can stop, you know, being a menace to society. I mean, there's just so many ifs. I mean, if they get Steven Adams back, yeah, you know, you just don't know.
Yeah.
No, that's the biggest to me.
And
Steven Adams back.
Yeah,
you're good.
And what he's able to do when he comes back.
Assuming, of course, he's okay. Because what was that? He had stem cell replacement?
Yeah, yeah, like an injection.
Injection, that's what it was.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, he's like one of the only adults on that team.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so you kind of, you know, you, not just off the court, on the court, you need a guy like who can settle guys down. He's been there. He's been to the finals. He's had deep playoff runs. You know, he's. I mean, it's no coincidence that they fell off when he was gone.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of the last, you know, he's a true vet, even though it feels like he's really not that old. He's just been around, it seems like, since like 98, but he really hasn't.
Yeah, I look at, you know, this Western Conference, and obviously we've talked about it a number of different times, but I mean, it can go in so many different directions. And we bring this back to the Kings. And I feel like the Kings have the simplest formula to a win. If they can score, they're probably going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody else, like, well, they could score, but maybe they're not defending and they give it up. Or they're defending really well, but they can't throw it in the ocean and they score 104 or whatever. The Kings, if they can score, they're probably going to win. I know, Jason, we go back and forth about defense all the time. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. But what we've seen from this team is they scored 120 last night, and they scored 4 points over a 12-minute span in that game.
They also gave up 128 to some guys I've never heard of.
Yeah, but if they don't – but look.
The big gap is that they can score on anybody, but they can give it up to anybody.
But the whole point is if they score 14 points in a 12-minute span, which is terrible, they still win the game. Like, that is what they can do scoring. Like, they put up 120 and from 7 minutes in the first quarter to 9 minutes to go in the second quarter, they scored 4 points.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
My thing with the Kings is just that I can't recall a team that's been this bad defensively making a deep run. There have been teams that have struggled, but a team that consistently lets teams shoot 50 from the field, 40 from three. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a team with numbers like that, 29th, 30th in defensive categories, make a deep run. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's why I say everyone has their issue in the West. Mm-hmm. Everyone mm-hmm. has an issue. You know, the Kings have the best offense, but probably have the worst defense of the bunch. I mean, they can score on anybody, but when you can also give it up to anybody, you know, in a seven game, you know, we're talking, it all depends on the matchup they get. It may not bother you when say it gets a Dallas, mm-hmm. but do you want to risk, say, you know, say they have a bad week this week and they lose the next two, and then Memphis wins a couple, then they end up at three and the Warriors stay six. Do you really want to risk that against, even though the Warriors can't win on the road, I mean, in terms of road home, Sacramento would be almost ideal situation for them. Do you really want to give Steph 5-6 cracks at this?
No. I don't want to give Steph any cracks at anything.
I don't want to play Steph Curry.
Now, the Warriors, I don't mind the Warriors. Just leave. Steph can stay home.
I know Kenny, when he's really looking forward to seeing Draymond in town. No, my buddy Draymond, that's my homie.
Probably be at your house to go over to the Jason Jones compound.
Playing dominoes. That's what we're going to be doing, playing dominoes.
Yeah, so I'll come show up and hang out with Dre, you know. I'll catch up with Draymond, you know. Who else do I know? I know a couple of guys over there, but yeah, I'll hang out with Draymond. I'll be, you know, and then now I'll be the Draymond Green ambassador for the series.
Then when Memphis comes to town, he's going to hang out with Dylan Brooks.
Say all that now. Let's be easy, man. I didn't say all that. Let's not get carried away. I can't hang with them guys. They too young and too much trouble. They'll find every nice spot in Sacramento and have me out in the streets. I don't need them problems. I'm old.
We don't need Jason Jones in these streets. I saw the Athletic article posted during the show, but I guess Josh spoke today. And he was like, I'm not completely better, or I'm not completely well, or something along those lines. And I don't know how I'd feel about that if I was a teammate. I don't know how I'd feel about that if I'm Adam Silver. I don't know how I'd feel about that if I'm Taylor Jenkins. Like, if you was really out there trying to get help, and this was really all about getting help, and you're not well, maybe you shouldn't be back. But I don't know what I don't. That's just my thought. I don't know what he's supposed to say. I don't know how real this whole Florida thing was, or this whole thing, Jay. I don't know how real any of it was. But if the brother doesn't believe that he's well, then maybe this shouldn't be his focus.
Yeah, and I think some of it may be, I mean, I don't know Ja. I've never really talked to Ja, so I don't know if he's a guy who gets nervous or anything and maybe doesn't get his point across clearly. There's some guys who are much better once the camera goes off. He might be one of those guys. I don't know. But it's kind of a dual thing. Part of me says if he's not well, he might need to really be around the team. Some people who can kind of bring him in, you know, support him. But on the other hand, if him not being well means I'm going to show up on social media again with a weapon, or I'm going to be fighting with, you know, or you got to deal with that. It's really a delicate thing because you can't make someone get help. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess the league, in a way, the NBA kind of can. Yeah. They can say you can't play until you do. And it's because even when I watched that Jalen Rose interview, I just kind of cringed a few times.
Like, so bad.
I was like, they got to stop putting that type of stuff on. I mean, that did not help him at all.
No. That was so bad.
You know, and so I just wonder if it makes you wonder if he truly understands kind of the what's at stake here. I mean, people talking about the money and every, you know, but, you know, this is talking about your well-being here. You know, what are you thinking? Like, the fact that you even thought that was a way to, quote, be free.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be free, so I posed with a gun. I'm like, what do you mean you want to be free?
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
It didn't make any sense at all, and there was, like, no, like, follow-up to that. Or if there was, they didn't air it.
Well, that's because the wrong person was doing the interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just like, you know, and I like Jalen, but I'm like, yeah. That's not for him.
That's Jalen's fine, you know, but that's not for him.
Yeah, yeah. For him to be like, well, I want to be free. Like, what is that? I'd ask him, what does that mean? Free from what? Is it the pressure? Is it, you know, what is that? What do you mean you want to be free? And I get guys want to go to the strip club and, you know, let loose or whatever. He could have done that. We never would have known he was there.
Yeah.
maybe it's an age thing, that whole pull out my phone. I don't know. But, yeah, to me, even the organization, they have a maturity problem with that team.
Yeah.
Some of your best players are very – we never hear a peep from Desmond Bane.
No. You don't really hear nothing from –
he's just
Jordan
lifting
Jackson.
Weights somewhere.
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
Yeah, but, you know, but Dylan Brooks can't stop talking about people.
Yeah.
My man's trying to exchange jerseys with somebody who don't even want it.
So, that was cold. Kyrie just
like Kyrie like I'm cool. No, I said good game. I don't want a Dylan Brooks jersey.
Like if I'm Kyrie, where am I gonna display this? Next to LeBron, next to Steph, next to Luka. Where am I gonna put a Dylan Brooks jersey in my house?
Next to D-Wade.
Yeah.
To all the guys he's played with, you know. Here's, you know, and it's like Dylan, in my mind, I envision Dylan saying, I'm going to give him my jersey. Kyrie not once said, I would like, let's do a jersey swap. Dylan was like, oh, yeah, here. He's like, no, I'm cool.
Kyrie was like, yeah, I got you, kid. Here. Here's my jersey.
I would have loved to have seen Draymond watch that video.
Oh, I need that.
I would have loved to sit with Draymond when he saw that video.
I need that.
I'm sure Draymond and Clay got a kick out of that.
I'm going to Draymond Green's Twitter account right now just to see if there's something there.
Now, Draymond might say that for the podcast.
He might say that for the podcast. He ain't going to say it for the court.
That last pod he did about Dylan, he just undressed poor Dylan Brooks on the pod.
He ain't going to save it for the court. He's saving for the podcast and his Twitter and all that stuff because he's giving up 130 every time you see Dylan. He's giving up 130.
Hey, he can start for the Kings and he's giving up 130.
He could. It's his defense.
Draymond, a Hall of Famer, man. Respect that, man. That's a Hall of Famer right there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's got a good PR situation. Let me ask you a question. Why is Draymond a Hall of Famer and Michael Cooper isn't?
I didn't say Michael Cooper was.
I'm asking you, why is that the case? Because you laugh when I said he got a good PR situation. I think that's the difference between the two.
I think
Michael Cooper got five of them things.
Yeah.
And he was a great coach.
Yeah, and I'm with you on Coop. You know I'm with you on Coop.
He's a good coach.
Okay, good coach.
He's a good coach.
Did he win one, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
he's
that's
one,
yeah. Great on
okay.
There.
All right.
Yeah, that's why he got he got the hardwood.
Okay.
I think part of the difference is that from that era, you didn't have people back then giving you these advanced stats numbers and, you know, and kind of that hype train with it. Like, you know, when he's on the court, you know, I don't know who would go back and look at that for Coop. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you watch the games, me and my friends were chatting about this the other day. Coop was like the original 3-and-D guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was shooting three. I mean, he wasn't shooting three like they do now, but I remember it was like back then they didn't shoot a lot of threes. But defensively, what he had to deal with and to be defensive player of the year,
mm-hmm.
You know, remember it wasn't like he was a starter. As a defender. They bring you off the bench to cool somebody off. That's a whole other thing.
The house is usually already on fire.
Yeah, and for him to get defensive player of the year with that, Yeah, I mean, I definitely, I just think the Hall of Fame doesn't really give, and I think the other difference would be this too. I don't know if Coop was an all-star. Wow. And even though I don't put a lot of weight in the awards like that, because I mean, if Draymond was as good as he is defensively, but he played on a 500 team, of course he wouldn't get the same love. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I don't think that's a shot at Draymond, but when you win, things are amplified, and I hope they fix that with Coop. Because I didn't
come up with that comparison. Like, I didn't invent that. I heard somebody else say it, and I was like, because they got damn near the same resume. Now, Draymond has the All Star appearances and the gold medals. I don't think Coop.
Well, I think the gold medals are.
Coop wasn't in the era where he could have got a gold medal.
There's that.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he wasn't gonna be in no dream. You know, that wasn't a thing for him. So I think you have to judge Coop by his era. Mm. And in the Basketball Hall of Fame is one of the weirdest things ever. Like, Tracy McGrady got in no problem. They made Webb wait forever.
Mm, yeah.
And I just don't understand the Basketball Hall of Fame. I mean, and a lot of people who don't understand it. You say, that guy won't get, you know, you figure that guy, oh, he got in first ballot?
Yeah.
If they made this guy away, like a guy like Vince Carter is going to be interesting with them. Mm. Some folks feel like he's a no-brainer. I thought Chris Webber was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's King's legend, Vince Carter.
King's legend.
Yep, you know, King, legendary mentor, as De'Aaron once said, they want me to yell at Vince Carter. Like, what do you want me to do? He's like, be a leader. He's like, that's Vince Carter. He's like, they wanted me like to get on Vince Carter. I'm not going to get on Vince Carter.
Jason Jones, The Athletic.
The Professor.
J Street Vibes. Enjoy it while you can. Jay, we appreciate you as always.
Let's go Kings tonight. Go Kings. Beat Boston.
There we go. You know.
Buck Boston, you know what? That's how I feel.
Well, you know, trying to get us to do the Lord's work again. We did it last night, and
actually, last night your back slid. Yeah. The Lord was not pleased.
Your back slid.
The Lord was not pleased with the Kings last night. I rebuked that. I rebuked that first quarter. I was not. We were not happy. The saved, God fearing Laker fans were not happy with the Kings last night.
Oh man. Well, hopefully you're happy with them tonight.
Yeah, go ahead, beat Boston. It's always a great day when the Celtics lose.
Let's go.
Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, brother.
All right, catch you next time.